Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to the lines, but I want to acknowledge Gene of Eau Claire and Bill of Oconomowoc. Some great comments and passionate comments, right on the money as always. Right on the money as always. Calling out information, supposed information from the Republican side. This station is open to all calls. Don't agree with all calls, but it's open to all calls. To me, that's what the First Amendment is all about. Everybody can have his say. In the marketplace of ideas, you don't suppress anyone. You let them express their ideas, and people will make their own minds up, and they usually make them up correctly as to which are the true ideas and which are not. So Gene of Eau Claire and Bill of Oconomowoc, thanks very much for calling in. We're caught a little short by the required break, but you got your points across quite well. We're going back to the lines. Allie of Madison, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Great show. I just wanted to comment about the, you know, the Republicans or the people, I guess I should say people like CJ that kind of go on about, oh, the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans, or like regarding your show, like, oh, these shows are just as bad as the right-wing shows. But there's so many huge differences. Like, we talk about facts. They talk about, you know, they lie. I mean, that's not just like me accusing them of something. That's true. They're lying about much of the things they're saying. And look, they're pulling out of future debates. They're not able to debate us. Like, how? That's just insane to me. They can't debate. How do you know that they're that? I don't know. I'm sorry. I think it's insane.
That's a very profound point. You know what Ellie is referring to? We'd mentioned it at one time, but it really bears mentioning and underlining. The Republican Party, the Republican National Committee, has withdrawn from the presidential debate discussion, and they have said that their candidates can only participate in approved debates. And if any Republican candidate, let's say you have somebody who's going to take on Trump, let's say Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and he agrees to go to a debate put on by the Presidential Debate Commission, he then loses all Republican support. It's punitive. It's very Putin-like, frankly, very Putin-like. So, Ali, thanks a lot for pointing that out, that any party that claims that they want to express public opinion and that we should take it seriously and then pulls out of the Presidential Debate Commission, which has input from the League of Women Voters and a lot of nonpartisan groups, that is deeply, deeply wrong. And it shows, frankly, where they're coming from. Okay, we're going to Terry of the North Woods, my friend. North Woods, Terry. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Normally, Matt, I'm not for term limits. But when it comes to the Supreme Court, I'm U.S. Supreme Court. I am for term limits. 18 years, I propose. I've heard that said. So that's what I'm for, Matt. 18 years, term limits. Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Terry, when you say 18 years, you mean to expand the Supreme Court or what?
No, I'm referring to 18-year term limits.
I see what you mean. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
let me comment on that, Terry. I think that's fascinating. When you are on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you have to run for election. We are one of the fighting Bob La Follette type states. He put that in to have elected judges. A lot of states that you just appointed, federal you just appointed, Wisconsin you elected, it's a 10-year term. And 10 years is a long time, and then you can run again. What Terry is proposing, and some have proposed, is that instead of lifetime appointments for the U.S. Supreme Court, you appoint them for 18 years. And you think, well, 18 years is a heck of a long time. What's the diff? Well, there is a big difference, because somebody like Clarence Thomas was appointed when he was in his 40s. If he had only been there for 18 years, his term would have expired in 2010, would have expired 12 years ago, and we wouldn't have him anymore. So I think that's a great idea. The problem with that, Terry, is that requires a constitutional amendment, because right now the procedure that's mandated is they get an appointment for life. And I'll tell you something that's even stranger. You're not going to believe this. When they retire, they get their salary for life. They don't just get a pension. And then if there are any salary increases that the active judges get, they get those too. And there is one requirement. They have to be a federal judge for at least 10 years. And I think there's an age requirement. But and there's yet another strange thing about it. At one time, Congress was not increasing judges' pay. So some judges sued, believe it or not, in federal court, saying that by not increasing their pay, they were diminishing their income because of inflation, and that's unconstitutional. Believe it or not, that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and people said, well, you have a conflict of interest. This is your pocketbook. And the response from the U.S. Supreme Court was, well, yes, but if we don't handle it, who will? So they handled it. And I think it was done by a settlement. But what ends up happening is it's tied to congressional pay, roughly. And the congressmen are experts. And what I'm about to tell you will amaze you. But listen very, very closely. The Congress realized that if they voted to increase their own pay, that people wouldn't like it. Back in 1978, congressmen made about 45 grand a year. Now they make about 200 or close to 200. And that's fine because they have to get housing in DC, which is expensive, and then they have to support families back home. So I get it. But they put in a procedure where there's some recommendation of a pay increase by an administrative agency, and everybody votes against it. The whole Congress votes against it so that nobody can claim in a campaign the other guy voted for it, and it passes anyway. And then they come home and people say, why didn't you vote against it? And they go, I did vote against it. Here, I did vote against it. It's like buying Green Bay Packers stock. You can buy it. You don't get to run the Green Bay Packers. You don't get to sell the Green Bay Packers. It's wallpaper. So nobody ever asked them, how is it possible that you all vote against it? And it goes through anyway, and they shrug. And they say, what about inflation or something? So this is what's going on. The idea behind 18 years is if you have a guy who, you know, is a kind of a, you know, you don't really want what he's doing, even though 18 years is a long time. Thomas was appointed, I think, sometime in the early 90s, and he would have been out of there by 2010. He would have been out of there for 12 years. And a couple of the others are long of tooth. They're very, very long of tooth. It's one thing to have a silverback. It's another thing to have a gorilla walk in with white fur and, basically dementia. So I don't think it's a bad idea. But, Terry, here's the deal. It would require a constitutional amendment. And to get 3/4 of the states to ratify anything and 2/3 of the Congress to ratify it in the present division is not likely to happen, but I think it's useful to talk about it, to say it, to advocate it, and put pressure on these guys. Development yesterday, Tommy Thompson will not run for governor. The only moderate left thinking about it is Tim Michaels. We have a guy on the line. He may not be for me, though. He may be for Earl. Let's see. We're going to see if we squeeze one more guy in, or he jumped the gun and he is for Earl. But anyway, you can't have the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. You cannot have people like Ramthan and Nicholson. Tim Michaels is a very well-respected businessman, he's a Republican, runs a construction company. And right now, you have the nut job vote split between Ramthan and the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish. And Trump doesn't like Clayfish. This is an opportunity for Michaels. And if you're at all serious about statewide service, Michaels, get in there. This is coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins, great comments. Matt Flynn, direct.